This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It's a Tuesday. For a lot of you, it probably feels like a Monday. This actually feels like the Mondayest Tuesday ever. With the rain, it's after Labor Day. Everyone's going back to work, maybe going back into the office. Some companies are saying, hey, it's time to get back to work in person. So if you're joining us today, and it's going to be a long one, we hope to offer you a lot of entertainment and some fun and a lot of information, because it's a big day today in Massachusetts. It is voting day. Everyone is getting out there to vote for the nomination for governor, the Republican nomination. That's Doty versus Deal. We're going to spend a lot of time today talking about that. I'm already gearing up for a lot of angry people from both sides, the Deal camp and the Doty camp. And that's what we like here. If you're angry or if you want to make your case, The Grace Curley Show is the place to make it. The number is 844-500-4242. And I just want to point out, on this voting day, on primary day here in Massachusetts, it was off to a rocky start in some places. Not smooth sailing in Barnstable County. To start off with, they had a little problem. I'm going to read from the Cape Cod Times. The Barnstable Town Clerk's Office was printing emergency ballots to get voting underway Tuesday morning after a broken vault door delayed getting ballots to the town's polling places. 500 ballots were being printed and were to be distributed to all 13 polling locations. Once voting begins, poll hours will be extended for as long as they were delayed. Will take up to 2 hours to print the emergency ballots.
You know, it's funny. I was talking about this with Howie before the show, and I guess we're getting reports ballots are finally being sent out down in Barnstable. But I was talking about this with Howie. Like, if you're the town clerk,
yeah,
this is your Super Bowl.
Right. Like, I mean, you would think.
You'd think you'd have the safe ready. It's like, damn, oh, my God, I thought it was Wednesday. Wait, that's today?
Wait, can you explain to me, Jared, what happened here? Because they just say a broken vault door, but like, run me through this.
So in the town clerk's office, for lack of a better term, there's a vault that kind of looks like a sort of like a safe or a bank vault. And
like the ballots, Ocean's 11 style.
Yeah. The ballots are kept behind there, lasers included. The ballots are kept behind there so that they can't be tampered with. Well, there was a malfunction with opening the safe and they couldn't actually get it open. They had to call for a locksmith at some point. I think there might have been some safe crackers that were let out of prison recently that went over there. Whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, so they couldn't.
They should have called the FBI. They know how to crack a safe. That would have been an easy move to make.
They could not get the physical ballots out, so they had to print out ballots. And we're getting multiple reports that ballots are starting to be distributed in Barnstable.
Can you imagine?
So for everybody who waited in line to vote before work, good news, you get to wait in line in the rain again after work to vote.
Yeah, you think you're having a tough morning? You spilt your coffee on the way into work. How do you think this person feels?
Just put write-in candidates for the town clerk.
That's brutal.
What a ballot.
What a brutal way to start the day. Do you think the rain has an effect on it? Because Howie was looking up the weather yesterday, and we've heard this before from certain politicians when things don't go their way on in elections. They'll say, you know, it's the old song, blame it on the rain. Do you blame it on the rain? I actually think that the rain, and I'm going to give you a perfect example, not to sound like a beautiful person, but typically on Tuesday afternoons, I play tennis for 2 hours. And I thought, well, I'll have to go from tennis to voting. And I was going to do it anyway,
How will you have time for the caviar, Grace?
I'm committed to voting, so don't misunderstand. I'm not saying if it weren't for tennis being canceled, I wouldn't vote. But I can understand someone who's not as passionate about it might say, yeah, I got a busy afternoon. But now things are canceled. Guess what? My schedule opened up. I'll definitely be voting. I was voting anyway. But I actually think the rain might help in some scenarios.
It depends. Like I said, I'm lucky. I where I go to vote, I don't have to wait outside in the line usually. But I mean, if you have to wait out in a line for a couple hours in the rain, I can understand where you're like, eh, it's the primary. Eh, it's not really the big one. I could see people not being motivated to go out there if they have to stand out in the rain.
Yeah, it is
or
a crummy
day. If you're in a congested area, you have to drive to a polling place because driving in the rain in Massachusetts is apparently now like driving in a blizzard in Massachusetts.
Yeah, nobody can drive. I was stuck in so much traffic this morning. And everyone freaks out when it's raining. You just have to keep moving. I'm not saying you have to go...
Not evil spirits, people. It's just rain.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
Just keep the windshield wipers going and you'll be fine. On this note, though, we're going to talk about a lot of local races here. The lines are open. Like I said, 844-500-4242. I've had some really interesting conversations over the past 24 hours. Because I think that I feel about this race, about Doty versus Deal, I think I represent a lot of people who are talking to other people and saying, who are you voting for and why? And trying to get a feel for what's bringing people to their candidate, what makes them think it's the best choice. So I've had a lot of conversations and I've been kind of challenging people on both the rhino label that Doty seems to be getting and also the question of Jeff Deal being MIA and kind of going into both of them and trying to figure out where I stand. Now, we'll get into all of it throughout the course of the show. We are going to talk to Shauna O'Connell, who's the mayor of Taunton at 215. She is backing Doty, and I'm curious about her reasoning behind it because she worked with Jeff Deal. And I do think it's like anything else. Your coworkers know a lot about you. If I was running for president, Jared, and we haven't ruled that out just yet, and people came to Jared Diglio, and they said, are you backing Grace Curley? And you said, no, I'm backing the other person. Who would it be? Maybe I'm running against Kamala Harris. And you said, no, I'm a Kamala Harris guy. I'd be concerned if I were a voter. I'd be like, well, Jared spent a lot of time with Grace. Is there something, not to sound like the people in the plane, but like, is there something they're not telling us, bridesmaids? But that
it's
is...
Not you. It's not you, Grace. It's me.
Sure. But you want to know why. Why aren't you backing this person? So we're going to ask Shauna O'Connell about that. Considering how long she worked alongside Jeff Deal, she's always seemed to have a good relationship with him, gotten along with him. So I'm curious about that. And I'd like to give people a chance to hear her reasoning. She's a very rational person. You can hear her out. We will, of course, take calls from people in the other camp, people who are pro Deal. I know there'll be a lot of those. But as someone who's been feeling up until this point, I don't feel this way today. I had one particular conversation that really kind of solidified where I'm standing on this. But I felt on the fence up until this point, and I was not really wowed by either Doty or Deal, if I'm being perfectly honest, which, like Joe Biden, I like to be deadly earnest with the listeners. But now I think I know where I go as far as weighing out the pros and the cons, and I will tell you that in just a little bit. We also have plenty of news today on the national front coming from the Biden White House. Kamala Harris caught in a strange lie. This must be something that is contagious from Joe Biden, lying about things that you don't need to lie about. We all know a person like this who tells you something that is not interesting, that you don't care about, but that doesn't also make sense. Do you have anyone like this? Someone who will say to you, I've never tried coffee before. And you're like, okay, I don't care. But then in the back of your mind, you're like, you've never tried coffee before? Like, you want to challenge them on it? That's Kamala Harris. She's now saying that she, do I have this right, that she didn't eat a grape until she was in her 20s?
Yes, that is her claim.
And she's getting fact-checked on it because her story doesn't add up.
Just a grape. Doesn't matter.
And I know that sounds ridiculous. Like, how could they fact-check? I guess you can't. Like, I could come out here and say I've never had a grape until I was 28. You couldn't really fact-check it unless there's a photo of me somewhere eating a grape. But even so, her timeline of events makes no sense. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Joe Biden. He's having a turnout problem. This is a similar thing happened in 2020 when he was having rallies. No one is showing up to his campaign stops. It's pretty sad. I actually think that his COVID campaign stops looked more exciting because at least then you had the circles drawn around people, which
were those. Did Hunter make those circles? Were they concentric? I need to know these things.
You know, they were part of an art gallery. It was like one of those interactive art galleries from Hunter Biden. But yeah, we're going to talk about why he can't seem to get anyone to come to these events where he's screaming at the top of his lungs about big pharma and prescription drugs. For some reason, that's not, it's not getting asses in the seats. And I can't figure out why. In other news, California.
Prescription drugs.
California is all over the headlines today. We will talk about it. Governor Gavin Newsom, I had mentioned this on Howie's show, and I wasn't sure when it was going to happen, but he did sign a bill that will increase fast food worker wages to $22 an hour. And there's been some great guests on Fox News, on other channels, just talking about what this is going to do to the fast food industry and how they're probably going to start trying to go to automation and just not have people doing the jobs. And I, as someone who, as I've mentioned, goes to a McDonald's down the road that is pretty much like 90% robots, I could see why California would do this. Like, why are you going to pay people an absurd amount? They want real people. Like, I think most places would rather have real people in the store. But if it's going to kill your business to pay people, then yeah, you'll have a computer screen. It's awful, by the way. I hate using the computer screen. It ends up taking me 20 minutes longer than if I just went to the person at the cash register. But this is what's going to happen. And on a similar note about California, there's an interesting story out of San Francisco about a school district that the rent is so high that they're asking parents to take in teachers and like rent out rooms to teachers because they can't afford rent. So that's in California, but I'm sure it will be coming to Massachusetts at some point in the near future. 844-500-4242. We also have a lot to talk about as far as student loan debt cancellation is concerned. A new poll out shed some light on that. And we're going to take all your calls on all of these topics. The number is 844-500-4242. If at any point today you want to call in about Deal Doty, you are welcome and we will take your calls. We will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
chips. You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show, and thank you all so much for tuning in today. Thank you all so much for showing up yesterday at Gannon's in Hyannis. That was great. It was packed. We're going to go to the callers here, and I know that people are ready to fight this out. So let's just get to it. I'll hear you out. I'll give you my take. We're talking about Deal versus Doty. We're probably going to be talking about this for a good portion of today's show. Not exclusively. I have a lot of little stories I want to get to, and it's so much sound from Joe Biden. But I think it's fair that today it's election day, and I would love, it's primary day, so I would love to hear from the listeners and see what you got going on. Eddie, you're first up today. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hello, Grace. I got to disagree with you on Jeff Deal.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, this guy voted for Clinton. He took PPP money for $2 million, and now he's financing his campaign with $2 million?
Wait, hold on. He voted for Clinton, but here's what I would say, Eddie. He owns up to that. We have information that Deal also casted a vote for a Democrat in 2008. I believe he says it's Joe Biden, but that doesn't really add up based off the timeline. And the second thing is he took PPP money, too. So those two things don't really make me not like Doty.
Okay. Number three, he won't back Deal. He's all but said that. If he loses, he's not going to back Deal. And the last one, you and Howie are two of the biggest fans of Donald Trump in the world. This guy hates Trump.
He doesn't hate Trump. I've had him on the show before. I've had him on the show before, and he says he doesn't hate Trump.
Please.
Where do you get the information?
He wants Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but where do you get the information that he hates Trump? Because I talked to him on my show, and he said if Trump were the candidate, he would vote for him.
Well, that's not what I've read.
Okay, and well...
I also listen to you, too. But the show I heard, it picking on deal for not showing up for debates, there's supposed to be two debates. One was on the morning show in this gym. And I listened to it, and Deal showed up. Your guy didn't.
What are you talking about? Oh, with Jeff Cooner. No. So, Eddie, this is a problem, and I actually want to explain this to people because I understand how you could confuse this. I think a lot of people are getting this mixed up here. Cooner wanted to have a debate, and Doty said, I'll have a debate on Jeff Cooner's show with Jeff Deal if Jeff Deal will do a televised debate. Which I think is very fair. I think it's important to see people on TV. I think it's important to have a little face recognition, figure out who you're voting for, figure out how they do in an in-person debate. And Jeff Deal would not do that. And if you really look at the amount of debates that Doty has agreed to versus Jeff Deal, it's not even a competition.
Yeah, but an underdog, that's just to get your name recognition.
Yeah, but it's important because, Eddie, what's going to happen now, and there's two things I want to say. One is what's going to happen now is Maura Healey, if Jeff Deal wins, is going to say, I'm not doing a debate with you. You wouldn't even debate your Republican competition. I'm not going to do a debate with you. And he's not going to be able to say, well, you should debate me like he did with Elizabeth Warren. You should agree to debates because why should she? He's not agreeing to any debates. I know he did. What has he done now? One debate? They had one debate on Howie's show. Now, the second thing is when you say we're picking on Deal, we're turning on Deal, I want to be very, very clear because I don't really like this BS. I think Jeff Deal is a nice man. I've met him. I would consider myself to be acquaintances with him. I have no issue with Jeff Deal on a personal level. That is not what this is. It's not a popularity contest. It's not running for student council. It's who can win. And Jeff Deal doesn't have the money to win. And I'll be perfectly, based off what I'm seeing and based off people I've talked to, he doesn't seem to have the passion for it this time around. I have barely heard anything. I don't get any flyers from Deal. Maybe that's just where I live. Maybe that's just what I'm seeing. But when it comes to the money aspect of this, that is important. You can tell me, oh, it shouldn't be about that. Oh, I'm a realist. This is just being practical. It is about money when you're running in a race. And if Jeff Deal wins this, I think Democrats will be very happy because he's not going to get any money from anybody. And Maura Healey is going to sail to victory. And I think our goal as Republicans, yeah, does it suck? Yeah, would you love to have someone where you go, I know that person's not going to be a rhino. I know that person's going to be strong. But if you choose that person and they have no shot at winning against the woman who at one point said, what did she say, Jared? We have to burn down the forest so that we can...
Yes, the country is burning, but that's how forests grow.
That needs to be our goal, is to stop someone who tweets out that kind of statement. Do you understand what I'm saying, Eddie?
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think either one of them are going to stop her, and that's a shame.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's a fair point. If I had to... I wouldn't bet any money on it that they're going to stop her, but... I do think that just because you don't think either of them have a chance, that doesn't mean you shouldn't look at one who has a better chance and still go with that person. That's how I feel. But Eddie, I hear all your points. I think they're good, but I don't think they stand up when you really look at the facts. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with more of your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We're going to take all of your calls today on the primary election here in Massachusetts. I would also love to hear from people in Barnstable if you want to call in and let us know what's happening, because the Barnstable voters were not happy this morning. You know, you're standing out there in the rain and then you find out the ballots are stuck in the vault and the vault is having an issue. and you need the FBI to come in and crack the case. But it looks like things are figuring themselves out, which is good. But if you happen to be one of those voters who is stuck there this morning and you want to call in and give us an update, you want to be our man on the street giving us all of the breaking news, we would love that. You're more than welcome. The number is 844-500-4242. We are focusing on Deal versus Doty here in Massachusetts. Not going to do it all day long. We have other things to get to. I want to talk a little bit about California and how Gavin Newsom is ruining that state. And he's doing it with such glee. And beyond that, we have updates about Ukraine. There's just a lot of news today. But let's go to the callers here who want to talk about Deal and Doty. Janine, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Janine.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm calling in to voice my support for Jeff Deal. Go, Jeff. You know, I hear what you're saying about Doty. I had to do a lot of my own research because of this whole issue regarding debates and not debates, but I did listen to enough of the candidates on YouTube and other sites to say Deal is really the person who is voicing what is important to me and I think to a lot of us, in particular regarding the mandates. And, you know, I think we've been all dealing with this issue of the Hegelian dialectic in which we're given two choices that we think are different but really are exactly the same. And I don't really think if Doughty or Healy win the governorship, that this state's really going to see a lot of change at all. And so I think you made a great point in money. So people, if Deal does win this primary, we a little bit from all of us can really make a difference.
I have a question, Janine, though, before we get into that. Yes. I have a few questions for you. Do you think, and I appreciate your stance here, do you think that Jeff Deal can beat Mara Healy?
I don't think either of them can beat Mara Healy.
Okay. And my other question is, do you think that if you had the option between Chris Doty and Mara Healy, do you think we're looking at two equally bad options?
I'm no longer going to hold my nose. If people want Mara Healy, then I will hand it to them, because I am tired of pretending we have a difference when they're exactly the same. If my candidate does not make it, I will likely vote for Mara Healy.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Janine. I appreciate it. I'm not going to try to win you over there because I just have a completely different view on how this election should go. If you're a Republican, I do think that you should want the person who can, first of all, has a better chance of winning. And the way to know if someone can win, it stinks that it's this way, but money is the key. And the second thing is, if I had an option between Healy and Doty, I would definitely take Doty. I don't think it's like voting for the same thing at all. And I will say, maybe that was a mistake we made with Baker, where Baker was awful when it came to the lockdowns, when it came to the masks, when it came to virtue signaling. But do I think Healy's going to be worse than Baker? Yes. And that is important. You know, you do have to say, sometimes it is the lesser of two evils. And you might say to me, well, Grace, it doesn't have to be. It could be Deal versus Mara Healy. And then it's a really strong conservative. He's not Donald Trump. You know, this is not someone who's going to come in and be able to overcome the odds of being in deep blue Massachusetts and beat Mara Healy with no money. And not all of those things are going to work out. Cape Cod Mike, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Cape Cod Mike.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Grace. I absolutely agree with you 100%. I like Jeff very much. I've met him a few times. He's an acquaintance. I send him different texts. I go through different, political people on the Cape to try to give him some, you know, pointers. And, you know, he just doesn't have the bark or the bite in the fight. And it's not about money. And I'm on the radio at least three or four times a week with different news cycles. And, I probably get more airtime than he has in his whole life. And it's the thing, it's the message. It's the message to the people. It's not the money. You know, Doty could have all the money in the world, but he's the same thing. He's a sleeper. You know, I never hear him on the radio. I don't know what he stands for. But you have a person like Healy. And I'll be honest with you, I don't agree with her politics, but I got to respect the fight in the girl. And she does a great job when it comes to going after things. And that's what, you know, the Republicans are up against. And Jeff, and I've said this on the radio with Ed Lambert, which Ed Lambert lost his, his head this morning with this thing that was going on at Barnstable. But I've said it to him before. You know, we needed a guy like Stan Jonathan from the Boston Bruins. We needed a fighter. We needed a little guy that wasn't afraid to jump and punch Larry Robinson in the nose. But we don't have that in the Republican Party. We don't have people that will take on the fight. And that's what it's all about, is getting your message out and standing up to these people. And even if you can't win against the Democratic Party in the House of Massachusetts, at least you can make it tough for them. And that's what the voters were looking for, someone to at least stand up and fight.
Yeah, but what and we have, and Cape Cod Mike, what we have is what we have, you know, and what we have is Deal and we have Doty, and we have to make a decision based off that. And I really encourage people, if you're on the fence, and if you're one of those people who has been very critical of Howie, and I always welcome that because, you know, Howie and I always are critical of each other, too, off the air. You know, we debate things back and forth all the time. But one of the things that people have been highly critical of with Howie about is they'll say, well, you backstabbed Jeff Deal, or, you know, now you're voting for Doty and he's going to be like Baker. But the truth is, none of us here feel as though we backstabbed Jeff Deal. We just don't think his heart is in it. We don't think this is something that he really wants. And furthermore, we are being realists about it. We want someone who can win. And if Maura Healey wins, I think a big part of this that people aren't understanding is that we're a business, first of all, the Howie Carr Radio Network, but we have a lot of people who support our show, sponsors, people who come here, who own their own businesses. And I don't think that voting for someone because it makes you feel good and, you know, you think that they're better on one thing as far as the Republicans go than the other guy means as much if you know that in the end you're voting for Maura Healey. Like, you might check it off for Jeff Deal and it might make you feel good in the moment. He's a nice guy. You know, what's not to like about him? He's a very nice guy. But you have to be a little bit more critical about it than that. And you have to think, who's going to actually stand a chance to win? I know that's not what people want to hear, but I do think that's the truth. Anthony, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I really support Jeff Deal, and I think that you were wrong by saying that Doty didn't want to debate on Cooner, with Jeff Cooner. I was listening to Cooner this morning. He had just mentioned that Cooner wanted to be a moderator.
Yeah.
And because he wanted to be a moderator, Doty didn't want nothing to do with that.
No, Anthony.
He didn't want him
Anthony,
as a moderator.
I said this in the first segment, but I'll repeat it in case people are just tuning in. Doty said, I will do a debate on Jeff Cooner's show, which, if we're being honest, if you have listened to Jeff over the last couple days, he's not a fan of Chris Doty. That's fine. But he said, I'll do a debate between Deal and Doty. Doty said, I'll do it. But Deal needs to agree to a televised debate. And Deal wouldn't do that. And I kind of understand why, if you offer time and time again several different debates, and then the other person says, all right, well, I'll do this debate, you might say, okay, that's fine. But can you at least give me one of the televised debates that I wanted? And by the way, You could also argue, and I've heard this, I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm doing this thing right. I bring up everyone's arguments, but I've heard so many of them recently. You could also argue and say, well, of course, Deal didn't want to do the debate on Howie's show, because at this point, it's very obvious to people that Howie's not voting for Jeff Deal. And of course, Doty didn't want to do the debate on Cooner's show, because it's very obvious that Cooner is not voting for Chris Doty. But what really moved the needle for me was, why not BZ? I mean, WBZ, John Keller, he offered a debate. And I'm sure he doesn't like both of them. I shouldn't speak for John Keller, but I don't think he's probably a fan of either of them. So why not do that debate? What we should have done is we should have done like a combo of all the moderators who offered to debate. It could have been like the Miss USA pageant. Just everybody gets a question. And then they have to answer. Why are you laughing, Jared? I think that's a great idea.
No, I love the idea of John Keller asking Chris Doty or Jeff Deal what kind of tree they would be if they were to be a tree.
Yeah, but don't you also love the idea of John then having to pass the mic to Howie? All right, Howie, you're up. That would be an out for him right away, I think. Alan, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Grace.
What's up?
I listened to you and Howie for quite a while, and I'm just in shock up here in Maine. I'm calling from Maine, And I just want, if I could reach across the phone, I would try to like splash some water on you guys, because this is insane right now.
Why?
Listening to all you conservatives and Republicans arguing about something that you don't need to do. You're doing the Democrats' work for them. All of you guys, Chris Doty, the Jeff Beals group, get out of your corners, please. You guys need to remember who you are. You guys are the home of Plymouth Rock. You're the home of the Pilgrims. We know tyranny. We know the truth behind it. You're the home of the Boston
Tea
Party.
Alan. Yes, that is all true. That is all true.
Absolutely, it's
we are the home of Pilgrims.
We've got to remind
it. What does that have to
do? Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, but Alan, what is?
I'm just standing back, Grace. I love you guys, and it's just awful. The Democrats are laughing.
Wait, right? Alan. Hold on. Let me get this straight here. I was expecting a lot of arguments. I wrote a bunch down so I could have rebuttals. Was not expecting this. What are you upset about that we're debating each candidate?
It's not a debate. I've heard debates. Right now, you guys are at each other's throats. And I know what that's like.
I don't think
like.
So. Alan, besides you calling up right now, I think we've had very civil conversations.
No. I've heard it's been going on now for a week, and it's just because one guy won't debate, another guy won't debate. I get that. Let's keep the fight among ourselves. Don't let these Democrats feed off our arguments.
But Alan, like it's the primary. Well, it's the primary. You have to.
Exactly. You got to remember, it's the primary. What the hell that we just went through? We're standing at hell's gates right now. Let's not remember the forced mandates, the jobs that got lost. This is the big thing. Not Jeff Beal. Not Doughty. Okay. If I hear another caller call up, if I hear another guy call up again and say, "If my guy don't win, I'm voting Democrat," get the hell out of the boat. We don't need you to row. I'll row for you. I'll grab me an oar. I'll take two oars.
Okay. Well, hold on. I agree with you that people shouldn't just say I'm going to vote Democrat. I don't condone that. I don't think that's a good idea. But I think you're and Alan, I know you listen a lot. I know you call in, and I appreciate that. I think you're getting a little too revved up. I mean, it's primary day. We're discussing the two candidates who are running for the Republican nomination for governor. I see no problem in the United States of America vetting both of these candidates, going over the pros and cons, seeing who has the best chance at winning. That's what the primaries are about. It's when voters decide who they think has the best chance to win and represent their party. Yeah. That's how it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles. Now, that was an amazing call, because I foresaw some things happening, but I didn't think that someone would call in who's mad at us for just discussing it.
Yeah, I mean, we can't run two people against Mara Healey. I understand.
Unless Alan knows something we don't know.
That is true. No, I understand what you're saying, because we did have the one caller. She said if her person didn't win, she was going to vote for Mara Healey, because that's what the people wanted. So I get what he was referencing.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. If you take anything away from this show, then that should be it. But Alan's saying, if I hear one more person, you will hear one more person, because we have a 3-hour show and it's the day everyone's going out to vote. So you probably will hear one more person. Thanks for the call, though, Alan. I do appreciate it. And I understand the sentiment, but it's not that serious. We're all just trying to figure out who we're voting for. I think, if I'm being honest, I mean, I think a lot of people are probably debating if they're even going to go in and vote. And that's what we don't want. We don't want people sitting at home. I don't care if you vote for someone who's not who I'm voting for, but just make sure you go in and vote. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. We paid attention to the $400,000, and they slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life, with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You've traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide, 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement for the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. It's 888-617-7994. Again, that's 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months, and the number is 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. That got people on the lines from Alan. I wonder if people are team Alan or anti Alan, but we'll find out when we come back. Don't go anywhere. A lot more show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
A lot of people are texting in saying they understand what Alan was saying. I get what you're saying as well, that we're going to get so busy fighting each other that we're going to lose sight of it and lose the actual election. But I will say for the record that whoever wins, I will not be voting for Mort Healy. I will vote for whichever Republican wins the nomination. So count me out of that group. If that's the message people were getting from me, if that was the vibe I was giving off, then in the words of Barack Obama, let me be clear. Okay? Be very clear here. I'm going to vote for whoever wins the nomination. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. We have full lines here, Jared. So what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Very simple. Who are you voting for today? Jeff Diehl or Chris Doty?
I'm going to vote for Chris Doty.
89% of the audience is voting for Chris Doty. Just 11% say Jeff Diehl.
Really? Because all our callers seem to be Diehl. That's interesting. All right, let's go to Steve. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
The problem is nobody knows what to believe with these politicians. Jeff Diehl says that Doty won't agree to a debate. Doty says Jeff Diehl won't agree to a debate. Nobody knows what to believe. If I was Jeff Diehl, I would agree to any debate. I wouldn't care if Doty said, I want 5 minutes and you get 1 minute. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if Howie Cobb was the moderator, because you don't want a guy that's going to kiss your butt to moderate. You want to prove that you're a fighter. You have a moderator that doesn't like you. Guess what? Change his mind. Go hard on him. Let him give you the topics that are hard to deal with and give him the answers. And you can debate on why you voted for those certain things. You know what I mean? The problem with Jeff Diehl is he says, oh, I did the gas tax. Well, you know what? That's great. But guess what? The gas tax was, 8 years ago? I mean, how long ago was that? What have you done for me lately?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. It's what I say every time I go to a restaurant and they have a Best of Boston sticker from like 2005. I just think, what have you done for me lately? Like, come on, give me something more recent. No, it's a really good point, though, Steve. And I think a lot of people are feeling that, where it's the back and forth of, I wanted to debate. No, he wanted to debate. No, I wanted to debate. But the truth is that Doty wanted to do televised debates and Diehl did not agree to it. And in fact, on BZ, they cut up like a virtual debate and they tried to do like a side by side. It just was not good. John, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Keep it quick, John, but go ahead.
Grace, I will, but you got to let me talk. Now, Diehl's got name recognition, be it good or be it bad. There's people that don't listen to your show or Howie's that are going to go in that booth and they're going to vote for Jeff Diehl. Grace, this is our chance. All he has to do is run on Biden's failed policy. He's got like a 28% approval rate. So he tells Mara Healy, you believe in everything Joe Biden believes in, and he will win the debate. He'll talk about CRT. He'll talk about guns. He'll talk about this. He'll talk about that. But you people doing what you're doing are just... Well, there's going to be about 500 people that vote today. It's crazy. You know, We could win.
That's where we disagree, and I'll go into that a little bit more as to why I don't think that just saying I'm not Joe Biden is going to win in Massachusetts. And the numbers would support my case more than yours. But thanks for the call. We'll take more of these calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere.